Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your Christian bookstore, right? And that would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible. We are covering the New American Standard version on page 222. And like I said, we're straight away from the book because I have better material to give you about the New American Standard. This is material that I learned throughout my studies. When I first came to understand that the King James Bible, the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words, without error, I discovered that because I compared 120 different translations to that of the King James Bible, 1769, and I then became fully persuaded, okay? And through my studies, these are some of the things that I learned, and I am sharing that with you, okay? And actually, hopefully, you'll learn some things and look them up yourselves. Don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it, okay? That of the 1769 King James Bible. So with all that being said, in the first four blogs, you could be one of the critics and attack what you find on the internet, or you can study and find out that God is true. So let's take a look. So in the King James Bible, God's perfectly preserved words without error, in Daniel 3:25, it says, "He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Okay? And by the way, that's future, okay? Daniel is talking about the tribulation, and that is when they walk through the fire and they are not hurt, and that would be that of the remnant of Israel, okay? In case you're wondering, you know, because if you're using a New American Standard, it's all present tense. That's for today. So if you see a big fire, you know, hey, like the California fires, just walk in there and save people. You won't get hurt. Just pray a prayer, okay? Don't do that. Don't listen to what I just said. All right, the New American Standard says, Daniel 3:25. He said, "Look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm, and the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods," plural, lowercase g. A son of the gods. So Jesus Christ is gone, not in that translation. Why would that surprise you? Because it is a Roman Catholic text. It is that of Westcott and Hort, who did not believe in Jesus Christ, did not believe in his miracles, did not believe in the virgin birth, did not believe in creation. And you're surprised that it says son of the gods? How about that one? The New World Translation, which is the Jehovah Witness text, which is the same text as your new translations, Daniel 3:25. He was answering and saying, "Look, I am beholding four able-bodied men walking about free in the midst of the fire, and there is no hurt to them, and the appearance of the fourth one is resembling a son of the gods." The New American Standard and the New World Translation make the fourth person in the fire a son of a random god, a pagan god, right? All right, here's another one. King James 1769, God's perfect words without error. John 1:18. "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Now let's take a look at the New American Standard perversion. John 1:18. "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." Did you notice that? King James, God's perfect words say begotten Son. And the New American Substandard version says begotten God. And how about the New World Translation, your Jehovah Witness text, John 1:18. "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom with the Father, is the one that has explained him. The NASB and the New World Translation make Christ a created God. And does that surprise you? Again, these are translations coming from people that don't believe any Bible is true. All right, last one, and this is a good one. Second, and this is your King James Bible, God's perfect words, the 1769, without error, without one error in it, okay? 2 Samuel 21:19, and there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jehoiakim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam, okay? The New American Standard, 2 Samuel 21:19. There was war with the Philistines again at Gob, and Elhanan, the son of Jehoiakim, the Bethlehemite, killed Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Did you get that? And then the New World Translation, the Jehovah Witness text, 2 Samuel 21:19. And war arose once again with the Philistines at Gob, and Elhanan, the son of Jehoiakim, the Bethlehemite, got to strike down Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like the beam of loom workers. Okay? Did you catch what's wrong? Here's what's wrong. The NASB and the New World Translation make Jehoiakim killing Goliath and not David. Everyone knows, even people that have never read the Bible knows, David killed Goliath, but those translations from the pit of hell, the Roman Catholic text, Westcott and Hort, has Jehoiakim killing Goliath. And what's another amazing note to know is the King James Bible translators put slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, okay? Slew the brother of is in italicized words because they inserted it because it matched up with the Bible, not the Greek and not the Hebrew. That's why your words are italicized in the King James Bible, because they're not in any other text. The King James translators inserted those words in. So they don't match any Greek or Hebrew text. So wrap that one around your head. What it matches is the other text, the other verses in your Bible. So there are just a few verses I point out that are clear mistakes in the NASB and the New World Translation because they use the same Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek text from the corrupt line Alexandria. More next week. Thanks again.